letter which the Rebbe writes over here that there is a it looks like there was an issue over here. This is letter number, let me just see the number, it's 1627. That's the letter of the Rebbe. It's dated Baruch Hashem Yud Sivan Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Avrocha. This letter, apparently there was a boy who was getting married. He wrote to the Rebbe, but he had an older sister who hasn't done a shidduch yet. I guess it was a little bit uncomfortable. It was a little bit hurtful to his sister, who was older than him, who has not yet gotten engaged. And he wrote to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is giving him advice about it. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter of pleasantness from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but also the two Pidyon Nefesh, those are letters that you write. I will read them on the resting place of my father, the Rebbe, at a time, on a good occasion. Now, the Rebbe says, before you get married, before the Chasana, number one, you should separate, you know, give a tzedakah, you and also your kala, Bas Giloy, and she should do it from her money. You should give an amount for the expenses of the engagement and the wedding of your older sister. So the Rebbe is basically instructing them to do something practical for the brother, for the sister, to give some money towards her marriage. And number two, the Rebbe writes, they should ask her for consent, basically forgiveness from her. It's known that if you hurt when you're trying to start your own home, and if somebody else gets hurt in the process, that's not a good sign for the couple, for the new couple. It's not a good sign. So therefore, the Rebbe says, ask forgiveness. And here's interesting, number three, the Rebbe says that they should make their wedding without too much fanfare. Don't make it, I guess the publicity of it would be also painful for his sister. Now, I don't know exactly all the details over here. I'm not sure. It seems like it was a very sensitive issue, and the Rebbe is suggesting these things. Number one, to give tzedakah for her marriage, to ask her for forgiveness, and also to make your own wedding without too much publicity. And may Hashem give that your edifice should be an eternal one in a good and auspicious time on the foundations of Torah and Mitzvahs, which are illuminated with the teaching of Chassidus, with blessing of Mazel Tov. And see how the Rebbe answers. The Rebbe says, I'm anticipating the good news of your sister with her chassan. So that's what the Rebbe is saying over here. I think it's amazing to see the Rebbe's sensitivity to another person not being hurt while you're enjoying your own simcha. So